Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
My family and I, we are beyond excited. This is exactly where we wanted to be. Woo-hoo! It's exactly where we wanted to be.
That's new Chicago Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, coming into the facility yesterday with his family. Got a wife, got three beautiful kids, man. And it was a cool scene. I got to be, you know, completely honest. Everybody's kind of up on the rail. They're in their little atrium there inside the facility. So you'll love to see it, man. He seems like he's a breath of fresh air. For that team and for that entire franchise. I know Bears fans are like, dude, we've been just completely beaten down over the last few years. Lucky to have somebody in there. And it seemed like that was the first choice for both sides. So happy for Ben Johnson. He moves into that role. I think it's probably going to end up being one of the better hires of the cycle.
Hold on. I'm banking my bid.
All right. Thank you for your input on that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's easy to say that. How many times have we sat here? I remember just a few short years ago that we talked about all the Arthur Smith is going to be a phenomenal hire. The Falcons have the right guy for the job, blah, blah, blah. Dan Campbell is a moron. Nick Sirianni is a meathead. And Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell have been phenomenal for their teams, and Arthur Smith was fired.
Yeah.
So, miss me with the automatic bid of it's going to be phenomenal, because we don't know. We don't know. You know, Matt Nagy was the next Andy Reid until he wasn't. He had Mitchell Trubisky. He was the next. Like, we just don't know.
Well, and here's the thing. Ben Johnson, I think he's the number one available coach, or he was expected to be the number one available coach going into this coaching cycle.
Yeah.
All apologies to Mike Vrabel, who that was just a one-off kind of thing. I think that last year that was probably Jim Harbaugh, and it just seemed like the Jim Harbaugh to the Chargers thing just was already done before he even hit the open market. So I'll be curious to see how this one lands. And another part of it is, you don't ever know how these marriages are going to work. Sometimes they work in some places, don't work in others. I think right now Dan Quinn is a prime example of that. Although he did take you to the Super Bowl here, he's a very good head coach. Just ran its course here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's back in Washington, back in a conference championship game. So you got to kind of obviously get that pairing thing down, and it's got to work as it were. Speaking of pairings, another piece of NFL news right now, Josh McDaniels back in New England as the offensive coordinator. Speaking of Mike Vrabel, back in New England as the offensive coordinator. I believe it's his third stint in New England as the offensive coordinator. Your thoughts on this, because this just, for better or worse, makes a ton of sense. I don't know that anybody's a massive Josh McDaniels fan, but Josh McDaniels, offense, Super Bowls, kind of seem to go hand in hand. I don't blame Mike Vrabel for the move.
Well, at what point does he not be a, does he start to become a retread for them?
I think he already is a retread for him.
I just love
retread
that.
Is different when you have rings to back the retread up.
But I guess the biggest thing for me is, what is Josh Daniels without Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
It's a good point, and it's a good question. I do not know the answer to that. Although he did win a playoff game with Tim Tebow at quarterback, so yeah,
no,
there's that out there.
Was that that was John Fox?
No, that was Josh McDaniels.
No, that was John Fox.
No, I think that was John Fox.
That was John Fox.
I'll double check.
Josh McDaniels is definitely the guy that drafted Tebow.
He definitely drafted Tebow.
He must have been fired after year one.
He didn't finish. He was fired in the middle of year two, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, there you go. I've been proven. I've been thinking this whole time it was Josh McDaniels. Had a salty feeling over that entire ordeal.
Yeah, because his first season they took off, and then he never made the playoffs, and then he obviously never made the playoffs with he got fired in each stint of his head coaching career. He was fired in year two with three wins.
I've been thinking this entire time. Every time I see the Tebow thing, I've been thinking that was Josh McDaniels. So,
now, because John Fox won with Tebow despite not wanting him to be a
quarterback. I was going to say, I mean, Josh McDaniels was the one who went out there and was like, Tebow, first rounder, got to draft winners. And then, you know, obviously didn't end very well for him. So we'll see how that all pans out. But nonetheless, man, Josh McDaniels is a guy that a lot of people don't think extremely high of outside of New England, and yet he lands back in there, and he'll have another shot at it with Mike Vrabel. We'll see how that pairing works. Nobody really knows. All right, so I teased it going to break, and the reports are out there right now, according to NFL media, whatever you want to make of that, that, look, it looks like Pete Carroll is kind of being pushed by the Raiders. They're targeting Pete Carroll as their next head coach. I'm reading Cody Benjamin on CBS Sports, but he's not the original, and I'm trying to get that real quick. But Pete Carroll landing in Las Vegas, he's old. What is he, 73 now, 72? He's Bill Belichick's age, if I'm not mistaken, but he doesn't seem it. He smacks that gum like he's, you know, not a day older than 51.
Dude, the personalities are completely different, and he has
73.
He has a youthful energy where, and he seems upbeat. There's a lot of positive where Belichick is very curmudgeon-esque. And that's why I think it'd be a phenomenal hire for them. And
I do too.
Because he's the kind of, look what he did in Seattle. I mean, it's not like Seattle was this proven winner every single year. I mean, they had a couple of good years with Holmgren when he was there, but it was nothing like what Pete Carroll did there, because Pete Carroll not only got him to the Super Bowl, which Holmgren did, but they lost it. Pete Carroll won one, and he got him back to another, and he was one play call away from, you know, possibly winning that.
Yeah, he definitely was. He's a good head coach. And you know what's funny? We just got done talking about Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, everything he does reminds me of Pete Carroll. He's just he, you know what I mean? Like, he comes from that coaching tree, very upbeat, a lot of positive energy. You can tell he's good in the locker room with a lot of his players, and they love playing for him because of that positive energy. So I think you definitely like that from DQ.
His middle name is Clay. Did not know that.
Kevin O'Connell reaches an extension with the Minnesota Vikings. Look, this is one of those things that feels like a slam dunk. I think it was Jake Glazer that reported back in week 18, like that Sunday morning, that a number of teams had inquired about a trade for Kevin O'Connell. It didn't make sense for anybody involved. Kevin O'Connell came out and basically said, hey, this is where I want to be. Remember, that was a big week 18 matchup for the number one seed against the Detroit Lions. So obviously it didn't work out for either one of those teams. But here we sit, and a lot of a lot of Vikings fans were upset that leaks out in week 18. He signs the extension. It makes sense for all parties involved, man. So I don't have a problem either way. I think it's probably the good route for both.
I think he's a great coach, or a good coach. I mean, it's the offense looks like it's on, you know, at times auto drive with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and those guys. I mean, now the quarterback, what they do at quarterback is going to be the interesting.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean,
he'll make his money based on that quarterback.
I'm sure he has a plan, so.
Yeah. That plan enacted last year. We'll see how they move forward as far as those two things go.
I found the simulator.
Oh yeah,
we can get a full.
Probably more expensive than the car.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was it gonna is. Say, yeah. And it,
it probably is.
But you know what else? It is. It's literally made out of an old car.
Oh well,
I'm gonna show it to you in a break.
All right, maybe we buy both. Put the simulator inside of Chase Elliott's old car.
Well, no, that won't work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.